The Broadway season is underway, but theater critic Michael Bourne is looking back. Way back.
As a sign of age, nothing shocks me more than when I realize that memories, stories that I've been telling for years, bump back another decade. Remembering something that happened 10 years ago becomes 20 years ago, and then 30 years, and then 40 years, and 50 years ago, I attended one of the first shows of Roundabout Theater in a basement below a grocery. It's a basement now where the Upright Citizens Brigade performs. A grocery now 3 blocks from where I live. What if someone back then pointed and said, "You're going to live right there in 50 years." Roundabout founder Gene Feist back then wrote and directed a play about Oedipus Rex transplanted somewhere tropical. I wanted to direct the play back at theater school, but I corresponded with Gene Feist, and that did not work out. But I've been attending Roundabout shows ever since, all 5 decades. Roundabout now presents shows at 5 theaters, 2 on Broadway, and ironically, the newest of the Roundabout 50th anniversary season is a play from 80 years ago. I'm not that old, yet a play that actually dramatizes what happens in time. Time and the Conways is one of several works about time by playwright and political philosopher J.B. Priestley. Act 1 happens in 1919, just as the First World War is ending. Act 2 happens in 1937, just as the Second World War is imminent. And a hell of a lot has happened in the years between to the Conways. They're what used to be called gentry, not royal, but British upper class in wealth and society. Elizabeth McGovern plays Mrs. Conway, mother of 4 daughters and 2 sons, all with expectations about life and love. Expectations not fulfilled as expected. Priestley expected Britain between the wars to become more socialist and expected that the snobbery of class distinctions might evaporate. What's brilliant about the play is how Priestley so smartly writes exposition with references to what's happening politically and economically in the years of the play. And everything that's happened by 1937 has symbolized or has paralleled what's happened to the Conways, and not happily. Couples have happened, surprisingly, but not lovingly. And the wealth, really the upperness of the family's class, is painfully lost. Act 3 jumps back to the end of Act 1, and Priestley shows the prelude to what we've now seen is ahead. But then 2 of the children virtually step out of time and talk about time. Kay, played by Charlotte Perry, fails to become the serious novelist she wants to be, and she actually curses time. But Alan, played by Gabriel Ebert, though he's almost autistic, as if not even there, speaks what Priestley believed, that time is a continuum, that every moment in our lives is always happening. No past, no future. We live every moment, always now. Time and the Conways is smartly directed by Rebecca Teichman. It's one of the most thoughtful plays I've ever attended, reminding me that even walking out of the American Airlines Theater into the neon dazzle of 42nd Street, I nonetheless can vividly feel myself enjoying Roundabout Theater in the basement of the grocery. I'm Michael Bourne.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when 2 lovers woo, they still say, "I love you." On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman need man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome love as time.